Good morning, everybody. This is Kyle Worsham. Sun's out. Got my coffee in hand. Even having a light smoke while I'm at it. This is Triggering Transparency. Let's get started. A lot of developments in the world here lately. And I just thought I'd like to talk about some of that. And talk about the duality of perception. And how there's different ways to see everything. Positives and negatives. These energies work in positives and negatives. So, it's like for every, you know, like they say, for every reaction or action is a reaction. So, the volcanoes. I know everybody's heard about this by now. If you would have told me, let's say, over a month ago, that a volcano could erupt for over a month, I wouldn't believe you. There's a lot of people mesmerized by this. The volcano in Hawaii is the one I'm referring to. Now, for the people who don't know, yes, it has been going for over a month now. Now, the lava's just been traveling, so to speak, for about a week or so. But there's ways of looking at this. A lot of people are concerned about the destruction. You know, there's ways of perception in this. I focus on the creation. You can look at it like, yeah, stuff's getting destroyed, or you can look at it like something's being created over there. Now, I'm going to give a little clarity on this a little later in the episode. What a beautiful day it is, guys. I hope you guys are seizing every moment you can. I used to think growing up that whenever they would tell us about this stuff, we would look at stuff like, you know, Pangea and hindsight. They would tell us this stuff like that's happening right now would take millions of years to happen. Billions of years even. You know what I mean? The transformation of a planet. All this stuff like that. But guys, let alone, they would say stuff like, oh, well, you would probably never notice it, but the world is changing right in front of you. You know what I mean? Now is your chance to really observe that. You know what I'm saying? Something is being created over there, guys. And a lot of these ancient texts I referred to, and they're all so similar. One thing you notice, that's there's a common theme with a lot of these ancient texts, because before they were religions, they were teachings. The theme being that, like, say, for instance, Krishna will descend on a white horse, so to speak, or so will Christ. Now, this is a pretty common theme throughout. And I'll give a little clarity as to what this is all about, because some people have it in their head that actually, yes, they will see somebody on a horse, what they perceive to be a horse coming through the sky. But guys, I'm here to tell you, your physical vessel is your horse, okay? There's one for every color of the medicine wheel. And this is a shared, the four horsemen of the apocalypse, this is a shared concept throughout various theologies. So let's look at it. Let's break it down. The four horsemen of the apocalypse. Apocalypse means new beginning for those who don't know. So it's not, you know, always canon to have the destructive perception. You know what I'm saying? So new beginning, that's creation, okay? The horsemen are our bodies that we know on Earth. There is the yellow one for our friends in the Orient. There is a black one for our fellow brothers in Africa. There is a red one for the native tribes. There is even one that goes around claiming to be white, right? Which one is he? The pale. Pale skin horse. You know what I'm saying? That we can call ourselves white all day, but the fact of the matter is, we are the pale horse. We just never thought these prophecies would apply to our own selves. We've been taught to be insignificant in the world, when actually, your presence here is pretty significant, brothers and sisters. Okay, moving on, trucking forward. So the white body is the one we haven't seen yet. That's the light body. Now, what is white light when you break it down? It's all the colors of the rainbow. This can be referenced throughout time as the indestructible rainbow body. These accounts have been verified, so to speak. They have been witnessed over 1,000 times recorded in Tibetan culture. Okay, the body that Christ had after he came back from the resurrection. The light body, okay? And for those who don't know, Christ had time in Tibet. And he was referred to as Saint Isa, the same as in the Quran. And when we break this down, the four horsemen, do you guys see where I'm going with this? The four horsemen of the apocalypse, of the new beginning. So in all these ancient texts, they say that all these saviors, so to speak, will come. 1 second, guys. And we've talked about this in earlier episodes with the Maitreya and how there's a variation for this, like a version of Christ and all this, you know, different theologies and all these ideas. So, of the new beginning, that's the light body. So they say all these people will come, right? These beings who will remember. Bhatsatavas, we've called them the Rainbow Warriors. 144,000 tribulation saints, okay? And it's been referenced throughout time. The elders, all that. And they will all gather in a place. They will seek refuge in the mountains once they are started to be persecuted. And from there, in the mountains, I think it is, the most righteous among them will shed its skin suit, be hoisted up pretty much, and descend with the white body, the light body. That is the white horse, okay? And in the Nag Hammadi, we learn that Jesus even says this, okay? He says, I will not even know who I am until this happens. You see, brothers and sisters, Christ is not a singular thing. It means crossing. It was not his name. It was a mere title. This is an attainment, okay? And as he said, you know, there will be those who do things like me and even greater things, you know. As Buddha said, same thing, you know. This is a widespread thing. It is nothing that's outside of you. This is inward. It's within all of us. So if you ever think that praying to a physical anything, I mean, we have tools here, yes. And thank goodness. But the ultimate thing is not to rely so much on these, to use them and respect them. But everything is within you. It says, while they are, you know, being persecuted and stuff, they'll go to the mountains, skin suit, all that. All right. And if you look in Tibetan records, in Tibetan text, whenever somebody attains this light body, their old vessel is left behind. And it shrinks, almost like a shrunken head of sorts, you know what I mean? But a body, a shriveled, little ashy body. And as they emerge into the light body, what's left is shrunk. So think about that. Shed its skin suit. And then all the while it says, a new land will be made in the Pacific. A new land will arise in the Pacific. Okay, and they're telling us this stuff, and this is stuff we've come to know that takes thousands of years to millions of years for evolution and evolution of a planet formation to take place and all this. We're witnessing it right before our eyes. The earth is alive. Moving on, they will all go there. And then there will be more that come in waves, mostly younger people. Because older people are more set in their ways, even after they've been shown some of this stuff. You know what I mean? They go against their better judgment. They let their river become stagnant, their river of life. Hence, no room for growth. They will come, waves, everybody will come. And then it says this creator, you know, Jesus said, my father will come and sweep us up. I will put you in my barn, in my tabernacle. Okay, and I remember from my pre-birth experience, my memory, that we come out of this great divine being of light, right? We come out of its body. The little souls, the little orbs, shoots out of his finger. I will put you in my tabernacle. Now, there's a lot of reference in the Bible to, you know, the Ark of the Covenant. And I've done research on this about how it's in our bodies and everything like that. But the one thing I've concluded is that our vessels are the tabernacle that is not built with tools. That's what they reference. That the ark will be housed in. It has to be housed in the house that is not built with tools. That is our bodies. The answers are all around us. This is triggering transparency. And I am love. And if you know that, you are too. So I bid you a good day. I hope you make the best of it. This is Kyle Worsham signing off.